Loving God, loving people is the motto of Zion United Church of Christ in Peru. And in God's eyes, that's what it's all about. Love. Join them this morning and every Sunday morning at 10:15. And you'll agree, it's the best kept secret in the Illinois Valley. With this week's message from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru, here's Pastor Alex Garncars.
Doubt. Now I know what you're thinking. Talking about doubt on a Christian radio show? Sounds a bit ironic, doesn't it? But stick with me, because today we're going to take a look at uncertainty and see if we can't come out with a stronger, more resilient faith. Let's start with a little story. Once upon a time, there was a young boy named Timmy who loved building sandcastles on the beach. He would spend hours building them. And then one day, as Timmy was putting the finishing touches on his masterpiece, a huge wave came crashing in and washed away all his hard work. As he stood there, tears in his eyes, his dad came over and said, "I'm sorry, son. The tide comes in, the tide goes out. That's the way it is. I'm so sorry." Little Timmy had experienced his first brush with doubt. The sandcastle he had worked so hard on, the one he thought would last forever, was gone in the blink of an eye. His unshakable faith that it would last forever was shattered. That's kind of how doubt works, isn't it? One minute you're cruising along confident in your beliefs and your understanding of the world, and the next, a tidal wave of uncertainty comes rolling in, leaving you to pick up the pieces and reevaluate everything you thought you knew. Now, I'm not here to tell you that doubt is a bad thing. We all have doubts. I have doubts at times. In fact, the Bible is full of stories about people who doubted, even some of the biggest heroes of the faith. Take Thomas, for example. Good old doubting Thomas straight up told Jesus, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." What a downer. And you know what? Jesus didn't get all bent out of shape about it. He just said, "Go ahead, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand, put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." I don't really see doubt as the enemy of faith. It's just a natural part of life. If we never questioned anything, if we just blindly accepted everything we were told, how could we ever grow and mature? Doubt is like a weightlifting routine for our spiritual muscles. It challenges us, it stretches us, it makes us stronger people. Speaking of physical exercise, let me paint a little picture for you. Imagine you're at the gym, struggling to bench press a heavy weight. Your spotter is there to encourage you. With each rep you grunt, you strain, you doubt, you'll be able to push through and finish the whole set. But your spotter keeps cheering you on, reminding you that you're strong and capable. And finally, with a heave-ho, you do those last few reps. Doubt was there, whispering in your ear, "You can't do it. You're not strong enough." But you pushed through and you came out stronger than before. Doubt. It's not a sign of weakness or lack of faith. In fact, it can be an opportunity to flex those muscles and come out the other side with a stronger belief system than before. Don't believe me? Let's look at another example from the Bible. Remember when Peter walked on water toward Jesus? Then he got spooked by the wind and the waves and he started sinking. Jesus didn't rebuke him for his doubt. Instead, he reached out his hand, caught Peter, and said, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" It was a gentle reminder to keep his eyes focused on Jesus, the one who calms the storms. A reminder for us, too. So what's the takeaway here? Doubt is going to happen. It's inevitable. We're human beings, not robots programmed to accept everything at face value. The key is how we react to those nagging feelings of uncertainty. Do we let them paralyze us, or do we use them as an opportunity to dive deeper into our faith, to ask the tough questions, and to come out with a stronger, more real belief system? I'll leave you with one last illustration about whenever you're feeling unsure about something. There was an old fellow that used to say, "Listen here, kiddo, doubt is like a cast iron skillet. Seasoned with a little oil and heated up just right, it'll make your faith come out crispy, golden brown, and full of flavor. But if you let it sit too long without tending to it, all you'll end up with is a rusty, useless hunk of metal." So there you have it. A little food for thought on the subject of doubt. The next time those nagging feelings of uncertainty start creeping in, don't be afraid to dive right in and explore them. Who knows? You might just end up with a faith that's stronger and more resilient than before. Thank you for listening. Until next time, keep those spiritual iron skillets seasoned and don't be afraid to crank up the heat every once in a while. Peace to you all. Have a great week.
Zion United Church of Christ at 6th and Grant Streets in Peru has services this morning at 10:15. Join them to hear more from Pastor Alex Garncars and discover why their community is the best-kept secret in the Illinois Valley. And come back next week at 8:25 for more with Pastor Garncars from Zion United Church of Christ in Peru on 103.9 WLPO.